Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020 DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
Well, welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. It's your host, Reverend Dockery. Grateful to each of you that will join us tonight. Some have already, and we'll get right to our monologue here in short order so that we can get into our discussion. But we're grateful again for everyone who has taken the time and who will take the time to be with us this evening as we engage in meaningful conversation. All right? Over the past two decades, there's been concern over national equity in learning throughout public schools. Unfortunately, most of the concern has leaned to the economic and even political interests of grown folk, but not overcoming the learning deficiency needs of the population of students who've shown historic underachievement. The past 2020 year in America has shed light, though, on a major fact that has long been overlooked by many parents, teachers, organizations, and society as a whole, and that is far too many minority children, males, you want to say Afro-American males in particular, are drowning in some of the public schools across America. Additionally, there are social distractions that continue to block progress toward turning things around for them. That brings us to our topic. Thank you for joining us here on Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Tonight, we're talking from the topic, distracted from learning. There is no question as to why the aforementioned group is distracted from learning. But we're going to get into it tonight, and I hope to get your feedback as well. All right, this is Tuesday night. Wow. August the 10th, 2021. Time continues to move on. And we're talking again from the topic distracted from learning. Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter in verse 18 and 19 reads like this. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Verse 19 says, and ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Beloved, what the text strongly infers is that teaching of children is a 24-hour job of their parents. Let me say that again. What our text admonishes us tonight is to know, consider, and act upon the fact that teaching of your children is a 24-hour job. Never get off that job. I don't care who else have other interests. It is your job to make sure that your children learn. All right? Now, having said that, let's understand the nature of these distractions that have brought us to where we are. Now, am I looking to place blame? No, I want you to understand why it is parents must be on the job when it comes to ensuring that children get educated, especially at-risk young brothers all across urban America. All right, 657-383-0944. That is the number you can call tonight to get into the studio. 657-383-0944. We'll get back to it in a minute. Now, NAEP, I don't know if you heard of it or not, but this acronym stands for National Assessment of Educational Progress. National Assessment of Educational Progress. And this is a national group and organization that every year assess public schools and even private to some extent around the country and compare them to determine what is their educational progress with the young people that they're teaching. Now, here are some of the subjects that they report on annually. Physics, economics, geography, mathematics, music and arts, reading, science, technology, engineering, literacy, United States history and writing. And when you look at what they report on and you look at the performance level for so many, not everybody, but too many, but particularly this past year, this comes to light. Their understanding of things like basic civics, you can associate that with some of the protests we've seen last year and currently. Their understanding of United States history. The ability to understand and to read and to comprehend and to engage in science and math and technology and to assume certain positions that are there that require certain skill sets. That's what I'm speaking of. And this is what NAEP measures for around the country. Now, I want you to understand that this didn't just happen overnight. So I'm going to introduce a concept in education, educational research, I should say, and it's called a longitudinal study. It's a design that involves repeating observation of the same variables or issues, okay, the conditions of certain things. And they look at them both in the short term as well as in the long term. And they consider this over a period of time. All right, so they're able to measure this. And this is what our focus is tonight, to understand in the last two decades, roughly, just about, evidence of how and why our babies continue to spiral into nowhere. Okay? Oftentimes, when we talk about longitudinal study, we talk about it as a type of observational study. And I shared with you the other day some things about the importance of pedagogy. And not only teaching, but knowing what to teach to who. Okay? Now I want to just talk about, in the last 20 years roughly, two federal programs, projects, posed to specifically address this population, at-risk black male, African-American male, Negro, color, whatever you want to say, you know what I'm talking about. All right? These two pieces of congressional legislation, and interestingly enough, it's been about two decades, 20 years now. And when we look at this longitudinally, we can see how the same people, can do 12 years in a public school system, come out, and still have challenges reading, writing, and doing math. Am I slamming the young people? No, I'm pointing out the fact that somebody failed them. Someone let them down. What's most important? We break that cycle. You understand? All right, let's look at it just for a second. January 8th, 2002, Congress passed a legislative act that was called the No Child Left Behind. That was under then President George Walker Bush. Now, what they said is that this will close the student achievement gap. That's what we're talking about right now. By providing all children, white, black, Hispanic, everybody, and a important or major opportunity to obtain a high-quality education. Don't y'all know in the last 20 years that has not happened? Specifically, the young brothers and many sisters in urban American schools. Y'all know that, don't you? It sounds good on paper, didn't it? Well, it had backlash from grown people who were part of unions and some organizations and groups that didn't like it because it exposed. When you start pointing out, one of the things it did is it made you, there were seven different areas that you had to report on. One of them specifically broke the habit and the practice of not reporting on black children and their academic performances. Even though NAEP was doing it, states were able to skirt around that, supposedly held them to account for doing that. That made a lot of people unhappy. In it, Section 1118 was designed to empower parents, though, to be directly and actively involved in public schools where certain federal dollars were being spent. But nobody went out their way to educate, to empower, to prepare parents to take advantage of that. And over time, in the fight against between grown people for political interests, economic interests, one group won over the other. This mess about Democrat, Republican, right? One group won over the other. And guess what? No Child Left Behind was replaced on December the 10th, 2015, by a new act that Congress passed under President Barack Obama. And it was named Every Child Succeeds. Now, listen to what it said it was supposed to do. Its purpose was to make sure that public schools provide a quality education for all children, they say. Sound good, don't it? But it obviously had some holes in it. Now, what it did further is to give states the central role in school account for student achievement. The fact of the matter is, that's the way it was before No Child Left Behind. Every state had the responsibility for ensuring that their citizens were properly and well educated. In fact, that's a right, but it's on the state level. Why was the federal government in the first place laced with its political interests and everybody and their mama with political interests associated with it? Why were they given such control. Anyway, at the end of the day, it's the baby that missed out. That's the point that we want to look at. Now that every child succeeds is still the law of the land, it remained under President Trump, and it still is the law of the land now under President Biden. When I say the law of the land, I mean relative to the federal government's involvement in public education. This is supposed to be what their priorities are. Well, there's still some major distractions, beloved. You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, what was supposed to have happened is that the focus on poverty and every child succeeds, the focus on issues relative to color, students who receive special education services, that was supposed to be a focus, and then those with limited English language skills. Some people have benefited from that. Many have not. And specifically, young cats who either die early in the street or wind up in the criminal justice system or just crazy out of their mind on the street. See, if you want to protest, that's something to protest about right there. Facts all over urban America, folk ought to be up in arms about what's happened to our children. But I don't see nobody, black, white, or the other, no woke or sleep trying to do that. I'd like for you to have a conversation with me about that, 657-383-0944. Let me get through the rest of this monologue. Now, sadly, in just the last 4 or maybe 5 years, I'm going to point out 7 major distractions. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 major distractions from the academic focus for our children. Who should have been focused on that? As I read in the text in the beginning, it is the parents' duty and responsibility to make sure their children are well educated. Huh? I didn't say no teachers. I didn't say no teachers' union. I didn't say no president. I didn't say no governor. I didn't say no mayor. I didn't say no school board. I said the parents' duty is that. That's your right and duty. You have that authority. Here's what has happened the last 4 or 5 years, even more. And we're looking at this longitudinally over the last 20 years, roughly. You've had, in this last national election, people, because of their hatred toward one individual, that being former President Trump, go out of their way to use all sorts of tactics and methods to distract from the empowerment of parents in education. In fact, schools have been shut down, and this fight and political game over who is going to be able to determine if children can go back and how they will be able to go back and if they go back at all. Well, while this foolishness is going on, our babies still are not getting what they need. They were behind in the first place. We just look at Nate, and we can see that. We didn't need that. We didn't need that. The national election focus was about different groups that yielded and flexed their muscles and power to have a determined outcome. Then you add the politicization over the priorities for learning using a health crisis. That didn't help our babies. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Now, you know, you can be who you want to be and what you want to be. All I'm concerned about right now is our baby. Parents, I hope you hear me. Because what I'm telling you, this is what we need to focus our attention on. If we don't, our children will continue to fail. Now, maybe one of the biggest lessons we learned, COVID in 2020 and 2021 now, is the need for us to, if you have to, homeschool your children and find a way to do that. Otherwise, our babies going to keep suffering. All right? Then this thing about trying to introduce and curriculums all across the country in public schools, this idea of critical race theory. Again, it's a major distraction from simple things like reading, writing, math, science, engineering, technology, right? That's what they need. Their jobs right now that are coming up in major cities, particularly here in Nashville, the young folk can't qualify for. You know why? Because they didn't have the academic strengths and background, and they have left public schools, and they still don't have that acumen to sustain themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Where do we have time to introduce the pie-in-the-sky type of foolishness now? You're entitled to believe what you want to do. I'm not trying to take that from anybody. But listen, right now we need to teach our babies. They need to be empowered with knowledge and understanding so that they can at least, at the very least, control the quality of their life. That's what's most important. All this other stuff is just hogwash, and it's a distraction, as I was saying. Then you got confusion about COVID and wearing masks and taking shots. And listen, again, as a parent, you have the responsibility. If any of our babies get sick, have a flu, have a cold, or a tummy ache, guess who's going to take care of that baby? The parents, the mama, the daddy. They have to. They'll take them into the hospital. You can help them. Then, but let them make that choice. Not the political interests of everybody and their mama. Folk using this as a tool, one side or another. I'm sick of that, man. Come on, man. We're better than that, America. All these distractions and things that get you at one another's store. What good is it? Economic strain. People are struggling economically, in part because in the last 4 years, things were good, and there was a big dip. With the close down of the economy, many good people lost their businesses, lost their livelihoods, and almost a reentrance of a welfare-type state where you were bailed out and given free money that you didn't have to work for. And that caused some people to get comfortable at home and not want to go back to work. Yet another distraction. And violence that's going on rampantly all over major urban American cities. And guess who's committing the crime? The same babies who are not doing well in school. Yeah. Put through all what a squeak is. These are the same folks that engage in the street violence. You understand? There's a reason. See, long time, longitudinally, there's been a correlation between crime and poor miseducation. You don't have a good education, you don't have an opportunity to get the best employment. Without the best employment, you can't control the quality of your life, where you live, how you go back and forth, what you're able to afford. This big issue about affordable housing. Education plays a major role in that. If you didn't get a good one, you're in trouble. You understand? Then these protests. Everybody and their mama want to jump up and want to walk out. And it's not what Dr. King them talked about. That's not what their focus was. Every time you get upset, no matter how wrong other folk are, you want to get up now in the name of protest, go raise hell, holy hell. It ain't nothing but a major distraction. And what we've seen is how that has destroyed businesses, lives, and even caused people to die. I want to recognize Ella Frank, who was a 29-year-old police officer in Chicago, shot in the head on duty. Shot in the head and killed. And I understand her partner is still struggling. Beloved, we're better than that. And we can't continue to allow these distractions to keep us from being where we need to be, particularly for our children. Now, Earth, Wind, and Fire promised me that they were going to help me out tonight to convey this idea of what it was we need to not be distracted, but to be focused. And parents, this is specifically for you, okay? It's for you. Listen to me. 657-383-0944. is the number to call. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Doctor. You soon go to our phone line.
It is messed up here in Selma. Selma ain't nothing but a little San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I hate to say it like it, but that's just the way it is. Excuse me for acting the way I was. Like, that's what I was running into. Little San Francisco. Even the sheriff told me that today.
Well,
Sheriff Grantham told me that Selma is little San Francisco.
Okay. Now, so here's the focus. Here's the focus. Yes, we see all of these things, okay? And we can call it what we want to. We can describe it however we need to. But as citizens, particularly when it comes to making sure that our babies get what they need, that's where our focus ought to be, man. These public schools are not going to get better until parents get in there and understand what's going on and utilize the authority that they have for their children. What do you think about that, Don?
You're correct, Mr. Dockery. The mayor came to a meeting this weekend, and I was there, and he said when the coronavirus hit, them children got on the computer and used the computer as a toy, and he said the computer is a work tool. And I certainly agree because my son, 12 years old, when I looked on his Facebook page, him being the grandson of Reverend James Luther Bevel Sr., it was very, very embarrassing to see his phone like that.
Okay.
It was embarrassing.
Okay.
And now I'm asking the question, what was the mama?
Okay. And look, Don.
Because, you know, in the 37th Quran, it says it like this. The child is only as perfect as the mother. So what was the mama doing?
Well, now watch this. What the Bible tells fathers is to train up their children in the way that they should go. See? So
I certainly agree, but you can't get to the child unless you got the mama there with a bunch of redneck good old boys all up in your family coming in there making love to your woman. Let's tell it like it is. You want to tell it like it is?
So here's the thing about that. You're right, Don. The black family has been decimated in large. Not everybody, but in large measure. And that's been documented well from 1974. With Carol, what's this the brother's name? His name slipped me right now, but he wrote a book entitled Black Families in America. And V.B. Franklin is one of those who focused on that. And the point here, Don, is that understanding these things, the question is, what do we do in 2021? See, it's August 10th, 2021, and we can talk about what didn't happen 25, 30 years ago, but more importantly, what you going to do now? You understand what I'm saying? My children are grown.
Yes, sir.
So they're in the public schools right now. And you know, what I would encourage parents to do is to understand that you have the opportunity as well as the right. And there are public resources in your name and in your children's name that you can use to do that. See, one of the things that we haven't talked a whole lot about is putting the classroom in your living room. Make that kitchen table their desk. Then you can know what they're doing. Now, most parents, Don, don't. They, you know, They haven't been trained to teach and things of that nature. But guess what you do from the time them babies are born, Don? You are demonstrating. You are teaching. You're giving example for them. You're the first teacher. Parent is the first teacher, good or bad. Sometimes they get bad lessons, but the parent is the first teacher. And if we focus on that, my brother, and we're able to understand that despite what has happened, we can save, we can rein some of our babies in. See? You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
It don't have to be that bad. It don't have to continue to be
Mr.
bad.
Mr. Anyway, Dawson, everything I learned about farm, it came from right there, my grandfathers, my uncles. They demonstrated that. But today's young man coming up, the mama don't want you to demonstrate manhood.
Mm.
I don't know where they got the psychology from to take the boy baby and run out. And look at me. It, to me, is a systematic system that the European male psychological system, them putting the sister, I can't get it. Soon the baby's born, she running off with it, especially the boy. Well, where is that? Mm.
Well,
why would you grab a baby boy and just run off with him and you know you got a split in front of you and he ain't got no split? So I don't get it, Mr. Doctor. It's painful to see sisters do that, but that's what they do. And where that psychology come from, I don't know.
Well, here's something that can happen. Before a brother engages in sexual intimacy with a sister,
I agree,
and make a baby, they can ask themselves a question.
I agree.
Let me finish. to what extent will I be able to...
What were you doing with that you were going to be with? I certainly agree.
Well, I'm just saying, big brother, that's one
but
way
you
can address that. Now, what you can't do is correct the fact. You can't stop the fact that you've gotten babies and what have you. You can always go back and try to rebuild that and improve on that. Certainly need to have a present in your children's life. Stop making babies with people that you can't make a life with, a family with. You understand what I'm saying? That's the answer there.
I agree.
That's how you solve that problem. Now, I'm telling you that's because of the story given to me on high, from heaven on high. That's how you fix that problem. Now, some people may not like that, but, you know, the reality is what is important is that children need their parents. They need their parents more than they need a school teacher or a social worker or a doctor. Huh? They need their parents.
I agree.
And now, what can be done to embolden, empower, to support parents? You understand what I'm saying, Don? Here's the challenge,
yes,
this, brother. There is no formal definition of what a good, quote, good parent, end quote, is. You understand what that's where the challenge comes. Because folk have a right as the custodial authority over their children to do as they so choose and so please. It's the Fifth Amendment that, you know, alludes to that. You understand what I'm saying? And the Declaration of Independence. But in reality, if we do not position ourselves,
Mr. Docker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As me and you talk, a guy just waved at me, and I'm down here in front of New Hope Apostolic Church. This is what Congressman Benjamin Turner House was. It's a church there now. Now, this man that just waved at me, the Catholics already control it.
Okay.
So when you say a good parent, then, you know, parent learns from the leadership, from the spiritual base. And what I see, Mr. Dockery, today, we don't have a spiritual base at all. It's sad to say that, but that's the truth. None at all. Our spiritual base is being controlled by the Catholic Church.
Well, I'm going to get to that point, Don, because that is a major factor. And historically, let me welcome our sister out of Jacksonville, Florida, 3072. Welcome. We're talking 3072 on the topic, distracted from learning. And what we've laid down in our monologue is some of the major distractions in the last 20 years, and more specifically 4 or 5 years, that's got our babies, when you look at their scores, they're not doing very well, particularly African-American children. Welcome. You feel free to get in where you fit in. How you doing?
Mr. Doctor, even that definition.
Yeah. Hold on, Don. Let me give out some right.
Go ahead.
One sec. Go ahead, 37. What were you saying?
I was just saying, hello, everybody. Hello, Don. Yeah, I agree with you, but the distraction is, I think, on us, even if we don't know that it's on us. I mean,
okay.
Don had just made was trying to make a point about Catholicism or something, and somebody else controlling your spiritualism. Nobody should control anything that's within you other than you. But if you don't know that you have control, then that's another story. But go ahead.
Okay. Don, go ahead, big brother. What were you going to say?
I was just telling you, Mr. Dockery, some young men sent me a piece on my messenger. That definition, African-American, they want that to stay. Catholicism won't that to stay because Leo Africanus was a Roman general that conquered that
right.
continent. And there's
sure.
a thing on the Google called the Earth Center. They give another definition of that continent. And Mr. Doctor, you know what's really strange? We left our motherland, and they made sure that they beat our ancient language out of us. Now we speak in Queen Elizabeth English. So, you know, it's deep. It's just deep how they, you know, how they came at our people and psychologically messed us up. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Sure. And we've had this show before, understand the historical context to the dehumanization process of seizing slaves. We've had that show previously before, and perhaps we can talk about that again. And without going into that in detail tonight, there's no doubt about it that there are a number of factors to social engineering. Now, what I was talking about earlier, 3072, is taking a longitudinal study approach, is we're looking at certain variables. We're looking at certain conditions, right, over a period of time. And over the last two decades, 20 years, there are certain conditions that have not changed for this population of people who you always hear about in reports, you see in the news, and you see demonstrate in the way they live their lives. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And sometimes mm-hmm. some folks like to couch it in the terms of that's what it means to be black. Wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? There is absolutely no justification and reason for anyone, I said anyone, going backwards, behaving wildly like a subhuman and things. There's no justification for that, whether you're black, white, green, or purple. But particularly we're talking about my people. But see, and part of it is what is supposed to be afforded to you as a citizen of whatever state you live in. That's one of your state rights as a citizen, to have a quality education. Question becomes, how do you make sure that those people that you vote in and that you give the responsibility to for that, you hold them to account? What were you going to say, 72?
Well, you're asking, how do you make sure? Well, first, we got to pay attention. I mean, if I'm outside of the comfort zone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Keep talking. You're talking good.
Okay. And come outside of our comfort zone, I mean, and just keep watch over the things that's going on, especially within the community. Now, some people don't know how to do that. So I think maybe that would be helpful if we were able to, again, put out some avenues on, okay, here's what you need to look out for and here's where you need to look out for it. But, yeah, that's important. We got to wake up. Start watching out because sure as we know it, ain't nobody going to tell us nothing if we don't know. They're going to fool the wool continuously, especially if it's to their benefit over somebody, the next person's life. This
well,
is all about business, money.
Yeah, sure. I had a conversation with some young folk who wanted to convince me that the principles pushed by Black Lives Matter was the way to fix this problem. And I listened to him. Okay. I listened to him. Hold on, Don. I'm with you, Don. I listened to him. I listened to him very closely, Don. I listened to him very closely. And then I asked them, from what I understood about the organization and the group, how did it start? Who started? What was their purpose and focus? And then I asked the question, what is it that we need? If you go say Black people, what is it that Black people need? The one thing Black people don't need is excuses for not being responsible, blaming somebody else. Huh? Another thing we don't need, Don, is for anyone to encourage or suggest the decimation of the nuclear family. We don't need that. That's what got us messed up now, Don. In fact, that's what Willie Lynch laid down in his principles. For making a perpetual slave. Yes, sir, Don. Go ahead.
I'm in Selma, Alabama, and I'm going to tell you something about Black Lives Matter. And, Mr. Docker, you remember my mother, right?
I do, yes.
You remember you brought your wife and your daughter, and they ate?
No.
At our house?
That's true.
You remember,
that's our history. That's our history. That's
okay.
Our history.
Now, check this out, Mr. Docker. On her deathbed, you know what she told me?
No,
she hit me hard now. She hit me real hard.
Mm.
She said, Don, don't mess with none of your dad's H's. Well, the Black Lives Matter came from one of my dad's H's. And it just hit me the other day what she was really talking about, Mr. Dockery. I'm riding back and forth to Montgomery with a friend that sells used cars. And this young lady has got a grant with this lady. Both be growing food. So I'm riding back and forth, just riding back and forth. Looking at the land where the farm was where they got the grant. Never seen no land broke to this day. Never seen no seed plant to this day. But what I remember was my grandfather, my mother's father, breaking the garden, plowing it with the mule, mama canning the food, telling me to take it upstairs and set it on top of the stair. And, you know, on the stairs where we, you know, kept our canned food. But see what I'm saying? Mr. Dockery,
okay.
There are individuals out here, I told and tell today, I told LaRouche and Taylor today that Miss Rose Sanders was controlled by George Soros. I told them that today. Today. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Doctor, it is sad what's going on in Selma, Alabama. And Rose Sanders was not part of the right to vote. I don't know how she came in charge of the Jubilee, that the work that my dad and Dr. King here, but she done throw this thing so far off key. It is a shame what's going on with our children.
Well, can I say
it's bad.
Let me say this, big brother. Let me say this. Despite whoever did what, there are a lot of people that have done some things that are not so good, but the power lies within you and I to do what we must do for ourselves. And we have a legal as well as a spiritual and a universal right to ensure certain things for ourselves and our children.
Mr. Docker,
Mr.
Docker, you don't think the same thing you hitting at, listen to this. Mr. Bailey that wrote the book, Scatterwagon Carpetbagger, he called me last week, and we was talking. And I said, Mr. Bailey, I said, I went to public school, an integrated public school up in Dixon County, Tennessee. I said, from 10 to 12, they would take, from 10th grade to 12th grade, they would take us out to build on the house 2 hours a day. I said, how do you go about getting that done in the public school? He said, the district that you are elected in, you go see that representative and tell him your concern, and that representative take that concern to the school board. That's the process that he told me that went on here in Selma, Alabama, how to go about doing that.
Well, that's correct all over, but here's the problem. If politicization, if that school board representative that's been elected or appointed is caught up in politics and they don't want to do that, you got to remove them. You got to remove their behind. That's the power you have. Find you individuals that's going to do what is in the best interest for you and your children. That's what I'm trying to 72, were you trying to say something?
No, I was just listening.
Okay. But what I was going to say, what I was saying earlier, is the fact that at the end of the day, no matter who is who or what's what. And I like what you said, Sandra. There are a lot of good people who just do not know what's available to them.
Yeah.
They just do not know how to take it. They just do not know why it's important for them to make certain sacrifices. I get that. Now, there's a correlation, though. You were talking about the spiritualization and the Catholic Church. And you're right, Senator, only one person to maintain your relationship with Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. And that's you. That's you.
Yep.
Not no denomination, not no religion.
Yep.
But you. But you. And whenever you give that up to somebody else, and I'm a pastor, been a pastor for 26 years now, right? When you give that up to somebody else, you lose the essence of yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the organization or the institution of what we call the church has historically played a significant role. Why? Because people through their faith have given it all respect and credence when it comes to the voice of God and what God wants them to do and guiding them and so forth and so on. And we've seen, Don, even during your time with your dad and Dr. King and other organizations, how they've used the church as a depot, basically, for social upliftment and guidance and information and things of that. We've seen that.
But,
well,
Mr. Doctor.
Hold on 1 second. Let me finish, Don.
Go ahead.
In 2021, what is missing is the connection between the church as a platform and a base of support for families and the people themselves that are hurting the most. That's what's missing. How can we get back to that order, to that structure, where the church becomes that central deport?
It won't never come back again.
What you need. Go ahead, big brother. Now, what are you going to say, Don?
It won't never come back again. Mr. Dockery, Dr. King was personally obligated to Kennedy. That's in his writings. He wrote that. That'll never come back again. A young European male gave me a Life magazine with the Greek priest next to Dr. King, and I got it. His name is Robin. He gave it to me, and it's in a glass thing, and I looked at it, and he just smacked me all in the face. And when I looked at it, I said, oh, I know what Minister Farrakhan was talking about when he said Dr. King realized that we was in a burning house. We're in a Greek-Roman culture. That's what it is. That's what they want us to be, like them. And guess what, Mr. Dockery? I'm not going to be like them. I can't afford to be like them.
You don't have to.
Because they
like
perverted. I can't go there.
Big brother, you don't have to be like no one but yourself. The question is, how do you maintain yourself where you are? That's the challenge. Many people don't know how to maintain themselves. They think that they have to follow the crowd, do what's popular, do what gives you the most attention the quickest, what gives you a little bit of change. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may be difficult because you're walking by yourself. God is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the path of righteousness. That's why the text says, seek ye first the kingdom. What is that? The order, the structure, and all this stuff will be added to you. 72, you sound like you're getting tired of all.
Man, I mean, you are so right. I mean, today, I think that's the answer to a lot of the problems that people are having with depression and everything else. If they are just in tune with themselves and know why they're in tune. I try to stay in tune with myself because, again, I seek ye the kingdom, which is God, and I pray about stuff that I do, that I follow, that I, okay, right, and if it ain't feeling right, I don't care. It could be 10 million people doing that. I'm not doing that. And with that being said, then I'm okay at the end of the day when I know and I believe within my heart of hearts that I'm doing the right thing and I'm following the right thing. But like you said, no, people are just going with what's popular that the crowd is doing. That's not cool. It's not right, and it's not even showing to be approved at the end of the day.
And see, that's the nature of the greatest distraction from what they ought to be doing for them and their children, is that you're
That's
looking
right.
here, looking there for information when you have the power to make a choice. Now, having said that, it may be, Don, that we look and see a best practice that someone else is using that has worked for them.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? I might be able to incorporate that into my own personal what strategy or life. But at the same time, on the other side of that, you can say, no, I don't want none of that. Because that doesn't, that conflicts with my personal constitution, my identity, my character, who I am. And that's what you're talking about, Don. That's what you're talking about. If there is a very popularistic mindset or mentality that's in the country. Now, it seems like that way largely because the media, Don, has a major hand in suggesting to people who, what, when, where, and why they should be or do anything. And that's problematic. That's problematic. Why? Because those folks tend not to be in control of their own life, their own destiny. Then when they get out there in the water, they realize, doggone it, I can't even swim. You got me out in the water and I can't even swim. Man, what's going on with that? So we're talking about the topic, distracted from learning. Distracted from learning. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Doctor. And that's what we're talking. We got our brother out of Selma, Alabama, on with us, and our sweet sister out of Jacksonville, Florida. Join us in this discussion. Let me just say this. Thursday, we're going to change our time. We're going to pull an hour back because we're endeavoring to air live from the third annual basketball clinic put on by none other than our co-host, Pastor Ricky Walker, over there in the presentation community. Yeah. And I'll be – look for a post from it tomorrow. But we're endeavoring to air live from there if the weather don't mess us up, Don. They're talking about some rain, so we'll see. And then children went back to school today.
Yeah.
Today was back, so here in Davidson County. But we're planning for that, so don't look for it at 7, look for it at 6 Central.
Okay.
Time Thursday.
So 7 my time here.
Yes, 7 your time, that's correct. And we'll air from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. right there on the basketball court or near the basketball court in Preston Taylor Park over there in But, yeah, back to our discussion. So, Don, do you mind if I reiterate the text that I started off with? Because that's a very powerful lesson there, Don. That, and every time I see it, it's very clear to me what needs to happen. I just want to read Deuteronomy 11 and 19. And what it says is, and ye shall teach them your children. Did you hear that, 3072?
Mm-hmm.
Not your neighbor's children, your children. Speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest thy way, when thou lie down, when you rise up. What does that sound like to you, in terms of the role of the parent? What does that sound like to you?
What does it sound like to me is accountability. 100
Uh-oh.
Times over. It's saying teach your children what you know, what you believe. I mean, and again, people have been wrong, but I feel like that God is only going to judge us according to what we honestly, within our hearts, of hearts, and who knows our hearts better than him, we believe is right. So we're not going with the crowd. But, hey, it's what I think is right. What's righteous? What's moral?
Right.
What's understanding?
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what he instructed us to do.
Now, generally, if you're between about 5 years old and 17, or 18, I should say, you're supposed to be in school for about 6 to 7 hours a day. And it may vary from place to place. So is that the only time that parents have a break from making sure their children learn what they need to know? Is when they're in public schools, or should parents control that? I'm going somewhere with
I think that's awful if that's the only time. I mean, you should control that 100% of the time.
There you go.
I can't speak because I've only had 3 children. There's parents out there that my mom had 12. God, I couldn't imagine how hard of a time she had. Somebody else had 5 or 6
right.
or 9, you know. But with that being said, these are poor little innocent lives that I brought here. And all I can do is the best I can by them and God. So, yeah, I'm going to be involved. I'm not going to allow somebody to influence them to do things that I know is not going to be productive for them in their lives.
Okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying. Oh, yeah, somebody else may be encouraging, and I'm not even going to go into all of what's going on now in the school systems and what, yeah, but no, I'm not. I'm going to teach them what's right. What I believe to be is right.
Thank you. But I'm going to go there because that's the basis of the distraction. School system is competing with the right and the powers of parents to instill certain spiritual and moral character and values in their children.
Mm-hmm.
And not to have tested by some school system. Don, that kind of got to what you were talking about. You were saying that when you growing up, you used to build houses. They used to teach you how to build houses 2 hours a day. Is that right, Don? You there, Don? Okay, I don't know if you can hear me. But I heard him say that.
Yeah, I heard you.
And to that, okay, and to that point, that involves some science. That involves some technology. That involves some engineering. And in order to measure your points and your planks and what have you, didn't that require some mathematical skills done, some practice?
Yes, it does. Mr. Doctor, that goes back to Joseph being a carpenter, too. It goes back to spiritual practice.
Watch out, man. Okay. But so,
and Mr. Doctor, I never would know that if I hadn't been a part of the Morris Science Temple.
I see.
The Morris Science Temple teach you the early teachings of Christ. Or the Bible leaves that out. And like I said, that goes back to that Catholic maneuvering. And Mr. Doctor, what I was going to say to you was, you said something very profound just a few minutes ago. The child is only perfect as the mother. I look at my son, Justin, right now. And listen to this. Her father, Charlene's father, can't read. Mother can't read.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a church for a guy that I done got some data from that's not very wholesome. And so since I see that, I see how it affects Justin. So you have to be, you know, it's got to be a pure spiritual base that a mother go to where she gets spiritual information that is wholesome, clear, clean. So when she has that child can come up in a wholesome, you know what I'm saying? Because that information is passed on from, you understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but let me say this, Don. I'm going to speak like Joshua did in Old Testament discipline. And that was then, and should be now in my view, that a man provides, protects, and is the priest in his home. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Let me say it real slow. That Elohim designed it for a man to be the priest in his home. That is the mediator between the Creator, his wife, and his children. That is the nature of the institution of marriage. What happens is when you break that down and you distract that and you take away from that, not only do children miss out, but women miss out too, Don. And guess what? The brother falls because he failed to what? Do his duty. So he looked bad as well. If it were me, that's what we're talking about. And so that is a principle that when it comes to empowering women to be like Proverbs 31 and 10, who can find a virtuous woman, guess what? Here's the key to that. Genesis, the second chapter, describes how she came on the scene. And she came on the scene after Elohim put Adam asleep, recognizing that he needed a helpmate. I'm feeling my help right now. I better slow down, 72, because I'm getting happy right now. And I didn't come to preach,
okay,
but I feel my help. Yeah, Elohim realized that Adam wasn't ready. He wasn't ready by himself, son. He needed woman to make him complete. And what has happened is, with the decimation of the family, the nuclear family, you have a situation where you break those things down and you leave everybody vulnerable. The man is in one place, the woman is in another, and the children are tearing up the street. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Oh, Mr. Doctor, check this out.
Tearing up the street. Yes, sir.
My son is isolating himself. And it's like his mother's hurting him. And I went to see him, and his mother was gone, and I had a chance. And I knocked on the door, and it hurts me right now to even talk about it. He come downstairs. He didn't know what I was getting ready to do because I had seen his Facebook. And I get inside. He said, "No, Dad." I said, "Yeah, I'm coming in." He said, "No, Dad, I'm going to call the sheriff." I said, "No, I don't care if you call the sheriff, Jester. I'm your dad." And then he gets almost crying because the mother done separated the child from the father, and he's like, He don't know, because he don't know me. And it's like, why would you do that? What's in you, in your heart, in your brain to do something like that?
Yeah.
See, I came up like that. And that's when I said, I don't understand it. So I want the sisters in America to explain that to me. Why do you know we came out of slavery? You know where we came from. Why are you doing that? You know, why
are they coming from? Yeah. Hey, Don, every sister is not doing that. My wife didn't do that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of functional families and what have you. That unfortunately, that is a reality for some people, Don. And without getting into too many details of that personal experience that you have, I appreciate you sharing it with us because we can learn from it, right? But without getting into that, your whole point is when there's a breakdown in communication between the father and the mother, children are the ones that are. And I pray that
they're going to suffer. They're going to suffer.
Yeah.
The children going to suffer. That's where the educational breakdown is. With the public school, it comes right back to the home because there is no communication between the mother and the father and the child. And the child suffers.
Sure. Sure. And we pray.
And listen,
God,
listen, Mr. Doctor, listen to this. Let's even get deeper than this. The community suffers. The state suffers.
Uh-oh.
The nation suffers.
Well, Don, you know that the family is the building block. It's the brick that builds a community, a society, and a nation. You know that, right? You don't have those.
Hey, Mr. Doctor, excuse me, but I hate to interrupt you. The state of Alabama governor right now, Ms. Kay Abbott, she don't win.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
What?
Our governor is a lesbian. We in the community at the lower level, it's not just absent. It's not just people of a dark hue talking. It's the other side, too. She's not. No. Don't let the media fool you. Isn't this, Mr. Doctor? I got to go there. Our sisters got to understand, Barack Obama's not the one for me. I can tell you that. We need a strong, masculine man. We need one. We need one.
All right, done. I'm going to let 3072 speak, but that kind of goes back to something we were talking about earlier in terms of you being in control of you. Let me let 3072 speak. Go ahead, 3072. 3072. 3072, you there? Uh-oh. Okay. She was going to, she was trying to say something there. All right. Pastor Waller. Pastor Waller, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Want to recognize you into the conversation here. We're talking from 3072. You come on back with me when you can hear me. We're talking from the topic, distracted from learning. Okay. That's our topic tonight. He was talking about state and national influences that that some people's lives are guided and directed by. But what we've been talking about is the importance of each individual having their own relationship with the Almighty so you can control what you do. Regardless of who the president is, the governor is, the mayor is, or any of those folks, it's you that matters. Not the teacher, not the principal. You are the chief and first and important teacher for your children. Now, they can extend on what you taught them, and they can help them grow and develop. Absolutely. I'm not suggesting they can't. There is a function for them. But the primary control for your children learning what they're supposed to is you as a parent. Pastor, what do you think about that?
Well, I understand that learning is important. And if a person doesn't have a relationship with God, you know, then they're going to follow who they choose to follow. And that's where the choices come in at. Oftentimes, the choices are not always good. But teaching will come from wherever you're being taught and who's teaching you. And someone may or may not have the best interest in teaching you the right thing. They may just be teaching you only what they know. And that's a tough situation to be in also. But it is fair to say if a person, you know, have a relationship with God, they have a right to not have to depend on those other areas that you made mention of. And like I said, at one point in my life, I never knew who the president was. It wasn't even important to me. So I know I couldn't depend on whoever that person was. And that's not a disrespect. That's just something that I had to deal with in my life. And personal relationship is a good thing to have.
Yeah.
But it's just about who's teaching you. Where are you getting your teaching at? Because you can be distracted. And I say this, the reason why I say you can be distracted, even the crowd sometimes can distract you. And can make you think that the crowd is where you need to be. It's who you need to be with.
Wow.
And that can make your life a mess sometimes.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Okay. We got 3072 back. 3072, it looks like you're having some connectivity issues there. You back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you. I just bought some new earbuds, and I was all excited, but I had to put them away, so I'm with you guys again.
Okay. You were trying to say something.
3072.
Hey, Pastor Waller.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
That's good. Very good.
No, I was just, Pastor Dockery, going to allude to what Pastor Waller was saying about distractions. Don was talking last before I got cut off about, you know, other people and this. And, yeah, they are just the distraction. They're doing what is supposed to be done. People are supposed to be distracting other people from what is right. I mean, I hate to say that, and it sounds pretty crazy, but it's true. I mean, you see some of everything going on now in the world, and people, thank God it's not me, are confused, but, yeah, there's other people out there that are confused about which way to go, how to raise their children, what's the
right.
morals and still. Yeah, we got to fit in, and as the Bible said, as they do in Rome, and no, right, okay. So Yeah.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point because at the end of the day, whatever your children are learning should be guided by you as a parent. Whatever your children are learning should be guided by you as their parent. Mm-hmm. If some other influence come along and want to teach your children, wrong answer. I need to vet you first. I may not be able to trust you. I don't know where you come from or what you've been doing. You understand what I'm saying? I remember when our children were young, my wife and I, when they were about 3 or 4 weeks old, we made a point not to leave the house with them until they at least got a couple of months because we didn't want everybody putting their hands on them. But they germed
that.
I mean, the reality is not that those people were bad people, but they had their germs, and we didn't want their germs infect our children. Likewise,
making them
as
sick.
They grow up, getting them sick. That's correct. And it's possible,
Mr. Doctor,
to your point. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead, Doctor.
My son right now, my wife is renting from Rose Family, and I know she's messing with my child. And I know George Soros' program is messing with my child. I know they're doing that. So why are you messing with my child? I'm not messing with your child. So why are you messing with my child?
Yeah, we don't know.
You know, that's what I don't understand. Why are you over at my child? Why are you in my environment? Why are you all around? Ain't nothing but Satan. You think I don't see that, Mr. Doctor? You think I don't smell that and taste that? Why are you messing with it?
Well, maybe
they doing that intentionally.
Maybe you and I can talk off air about some things that can be done to help you to improve that. Because you know, some things about that we won't be able. You know what I mean? We can't won't be able to fix here on Talk Straight. But I hear what you're saying in relationship to our conversation. That's a big piece. That is a major piece. And at the end of the day,
and Mr. Doctor, those elements are out here right now messing with these children on all levels, and I see it.
Yeah. I see it as well, Don, and that's why we're speaking tonight about the distraction from their learning. See, they learn. They learn. They're not learning. And education as an adage that asks, is the glass half empty or the glass half full? And the idea behind it is when children come to you, you assume that they're empty, that you're going to fill them all the way up. No, wrong answer. Whatever you put in them is just going to be on top of what's there already. So you may cause a big mess if you don't understand where they come from and what they've already been exposed to. And ideally, a public school should be teaching your children, go back to what Nate's purpose is. Are those subject matters like math, like science, how to compute, right? Technology, engineering, literacy, writing, reading, right? Economic, civic, just like it is. I don't need you to be putting no other values or identity characters in my children. You keep that. I don't need that at all. Now, but there are some people, as 37Q said, who don't know that. Now, I'm not here to disperse or castigate anyone to anywhere or to put anyone down. What we're simply doing is speaking to the point that our children are distracted from learning because of all of these external factors. These things have been going on for the last 2 decades, if not longer. For the sake of our conversation tonight, taking a longitudinal approach of consideration, or we would look at it from a study, we would look at over the last 2 decades, 20 years, what has been happening with their test scores? What has Nate reported on the population? You understand what I'm saying? And what that results in is the catastrophic failure. And I'm not going to blame babies, 37-2. I ain't blaming the babies. No, not going to do it. They got their problems, but guess what they're doing? They're only reflecting what they've learned. That's all they're doing is reflecting what they've learned. Now, I mean, there you go. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Doc.
Last night, I'm at the location where I sleep at. I'm going to tell y'all something. The lights is not on at the house. I'm laying on the floor like I was last night. And guess what, Mr. Doctor? Guess what I was going through? I had seen the attorney to Selma University. His daddy sits on the board. I don't know if his dad still do. But we were talking about the school being sexual predators. And as I'm thinking, as I was listening to him, and then I got home and got here meditate, and it was just like consuming me, like, yeah, that's right. Sex accredited means that you got to do what actually needs to be done in reality. There is no law department over there at the school at Selma University. There is no economic department there at Selma University. So if you're not sex accredited, you can't institutionalize those departments. And then those departments can't spin out what they need to for the needs of the community. And it was just going over and over in my spirit last night, Mr. Dockery. It was just eating me up. I woke up just thinking about it.
Okay. Well, these things can drive you crazy. They can become so stressful for you when you're concerned. Some people don't care. And some people are distracted by. 1 second, 72. Don't lose your thought. They're distracted by sports, what's on TV, the latest party, the latest fan, and all these things. So they're not even focused on those things. What are you saying, 72?
He's talking about accreditation. Man, I can speak on that. I had to pay back from a private institution / college. To a private school, yeah, I mean, that they wasn't even accredited. So back again to accreditation and talking to your children when it comes to college and furthering education, they need to make sure that whatever they are trying to accredit themselves with hiring their education, that it should be accepted within whatever regions they're in to further their education, and not just some flim-flam thing by, like he was saying, the middle of the night or something, to where they putting any and everything in your child's head or your young adult's head even. That just struck a nerve. I had to pay back almost $8,000 of a college that wasn't even recognized nowhere. And where was Biden? That's my guy. But where was he when I needed him to forgive that loan? I had to pay that back. Accreditation. Hey, check it out, man. Yeah, we need to become more involved and wake up.
Sure. Well, let me just, Don, introduce the concept of SAC. And what SAC stands for is the Southern Association of colleges and schools. They are the ones basically set the standard, kind of like NAEP does, to set the standard for performance, right? And what should and what should be. If a school is not accredited, you tend not to be able to transfer your credits to those other schools you are. There's a northern group.
Mr. Doctor.
SAC is the Southern Association. They cover generally the Deep South, basically. In a few other places. Yes, sir, Don. What were you saying?
I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know that. Yeah, LSU is a school of banking. But Selma University is supposed to be a school of banking, too. See what you just said? The same good old boy, Southern Confederate operation, is still at hand. And I'm glad you brought this up tonight because you just opened my eyes to some more stuff.
Okay. Hey, Don. You're in Alabama, and I'm in Tennessee. We're part of the southern region, sir. That's where we are. And guess what? Jacksonville, 3072 is in Jacksonville, Florida. She's part of that southern region as well. There's a northern region. There's a midwestern region. But we're part of the southern region relative to this, Don, that you just talked about. So I was just explaining.
But I think the important thing that I was trying to point out is some of them aren't a part of any of those.
Please
do your homework and your research on where your kids are going to school and where they're taking out loans
And, yeah, you're going to be on the hook for these. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's true. Well, and what happens quite often is that if you're going to a non-accredited institution again, so everything you've learned, the time you spent there is, I won't say it's worthless, but you certainly won't get it wrecked.
For me, in my case, it was, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you learned something that 37-2. You understand what I'm saying?
I couldn't take it with me to apply is what I'm saying.
That's the point. And so it is very important to be focused on that. And that kind of goes back to the conversation about we were talking about possibilities of parents homeschooling their children. Well, you can teach them, but it's important to even ensure that you have a curriculum, basically, if you're in the southern region, that aligns itself with SAC. That way they can gain Carnegie units for high school credit units and or college for advanced classes and be transferred into a four-year institution. So, yeah, there are a lot of things to learn there.
That is very critical information that's important because I know a lot of parents now that are homeschooling their children.
It's
for the intent of making sure that they are educated and that they're keeping them safe. But again, there's laws and regulations to follow by as far as furthering their education. So, I think that's pertinent information that needs to get out.
But when you're distracted by riots and you're distracted by fights over teachers' unions and you're distracted by who's going to get what money, how do you have time to think about those? And as we look at the report card across the nation with NAEP, we see that these things, obviously the only person that the child has to fight for them are their parents. And this is why parents need to, COVID gave us reason to be at home with our children, right, more than we had ever, anyway, some people. And gave us really reason to focus on where our children are, developmentally, academically, physically, emotionally. And to Don's point, being able to say, what is it that I need to do to make sure my child learns and is not distracted? I'm not distracted first. See, you got to be distracted as a parent, custodial authority in their life. You got to be focused, right? We're joined by St. Louis out of St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, sir. We're talking from the topic, distracted from learning. And we've been highlighting some of the, and really within the last 20 years, and more specifically 4 to 5 years, some of the social economic issues that has caused a lot of parents to be distracted from ensuring the best education for their children. Feel free to get in where you fit in, and welcome to the discussion tonight.
Well, socioeconomic, especially economic, has not been garnered to the best of its extent, I don't think. And then again, you may have, under the present circumstances, you're probably looking at the best you're going to get out of that segment of the population that you call Black. Now, you never will know until you put the effort forward to see.
You're breaking up a little bit there, St. Louis. Are you on a certain device or can you speak?
No, I'm having, I'm kind of problems with this. Raining and stuff.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Now, tomorrow, you're going to have a test, national broadcast test, about 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, people won't know what that's all about. I think it's the prelude of American citizens starting to give up more and more liberty from a runaway federal government. But we'll see.
Okay. So I want to bring this into focus here as we move forward. At the end of the day, it's important to seek knowledge and understand beyond what we get used to. If you are a parent or you are someone responsible for other people and you're comfortable, chances are you're not doing something right. Because just being accountable can make you real uncomfortable. You understand what I'm saying? That's just me talking. But if you happy and everything's good and you don't have no worries, probably you're missing out on something you need to be. And that's part of being a responsible caregiver or adult, is that you got to be, your eyes got to be open 24/7. In the text that I read in Deuteronomy 11 and 19, it emphasized the fact that parenting is a 24-hour job. 24-hour job. Learning, care, and everything is all on you. But we're about 33 minutes out before the end of the show, and I want to make the announcement again that Thursday, we will start our show at 6 o'clock p.m., because we endeavor to be out there with none other than our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, and his third annual clinic right there in the Presbyterian area. And let me stop for a second, give him an opportunity to tell us a little bit more about it, the times, and so forth and so on. Pastor, if you will, sir.
Yeah, we just, thank God for being able to be out there encouraging the community, the kids that, able to come down and enjoy the atmosphere of being able to learn some principal things, things that would make a difference in their lives, not right. just because of the basketball, but that's just a part of some of the fun that kids deserve. I can't emphasize it enough that, growing up, I remember those days, so it's nothing like reaching back out to encourage a group of kids to let them know the value of being a youth, and then prepare for some things that will come their way. And so it's a lot that can be accomplished at the basketball camp. Again, Thursday, we can start out, Pastor Dockery. We thank God for you for your presence to be able to bring the show to the field. It's a good opportunity for somebody to know how important they may want to assist, in that area. If it's something that they can do, they got time right now. You know how fast a person can support an issue now, a situation, a circumstance. It's like, before you know it, 60 seconds, man, they can have the support in there. So how do they go about doing it? Get with Pastor Doctor, man, and I tell you, he'll make sure that it'll be used in the right manner. We can stand financial support. If you got gifts and things you want to send, it's all right as well. And I'm going to turn it back over after this particular thing I'm about to say. Friday, we're making preparations for the Saturday event starts at 3 p.m. instead of 5 to 8. It'll be 3 until. Right. I know that's going to be tough. So it's plenty room for support, man. And let's thank God for anyone who desires to do so. You don't let know.
All right. And that email address you can reach me at for that is bfcinstitute@gmail.com. You can email me at bfcinstitute@gmail.com or give me a ring at the office there, 615-942-6816. 615-942-6816, I'm sorry. And we'll be happy to do that, but we're making ready. Like I say, the announcement is Thursday. Don't look for us at 7 Central because we're going to kick it back to 6 p.m. Central Time because we endeavor to be broadcasting from 6 to 7:30 at the basketball camp right there off of. But what's that address, Pastor Ron? For those who are here in Nashville, what's that address? Can you hear me, Pastor? All right.
The address is 3900. 3900 Clifton.
All right. 3900 Clifton Avenue. Go ahead.
And you can come by way of, you want to find out how to get there. It's not, you know how you can just tap in a few numbers and the name of the place that pop up, or you can just come to 3900 Clifton Avenue and you'll be all right. You know where Moses McKissick School is?
Yeah.
Moses McKissick School? That's where it's located, right there. It's a big field. And, you know, we just want the people to come by, man, just to be supportive of the kids. You never know, maybe one particular individual that decide to change their direction, man, that would be wonderful.
Well.
Got a cool giveaway. Yes, go ahead, 3072.
I was going to say, I hate, absolutely hate, oh, my God. Me and my grandson could have benefited from this camp or this thing that you had going on there. My Kai is just eight. I think he would have enjoyed it and, again, benefited from it. But we're here in Jacksonville. It's a shame that, wow, it's people all over everywhere that is going to miss out, that would probably be there if they were just there. Wow. Wishing y'all all the best, the most success. Again, hate that I'm not there now. I was there, but we're not there now.
Amen. But I should appreciate that. I want you to know that. So how old is he?
He's eight.
He's eight.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna send him.
My young man is eight, and
moves.
He's doing football. He's doing football now, Pastor. But he could have benefited from the basketball too.
Yeah. Well, I'll send him some clips of the basketball, the moves that I'd make. I would do some special moves for him and send him a couple of little clips, you know, and
yes,
let
sir.
Him get a chance to see them for himself. That's what I would do.
Okay. All right. Well, so again, lastly, if you want to communicate with me in reference to the third annual basketball clinic sponsored by New Way Outreach Ministry, Pastor Ricky Waller there is director there. You can email me at bfcinstitute@gmail.com or give me a call at 5942-6816. We'll be happy to take your donation, your contribution, and information there. Certainly, our insurance agency will be there, and we'll be posting tent, and we'll be airing the show on Thursday night. If the rain don't run us off, that's that's what we talk about.
That's
the
doctor. Is it going to be live?
Yes. That's our intent.
Okay.
That's our intent.
Okay.
If nothing happens, again, there's some rain. We hear that rain is a potential factor, but we're planning to do that either way.
So, okay.
Pastor may have to do an Indian rain dance and get the rain away from
himself. Amen. You know, we got to let it rain if it rains, and we know that we're going to still be praising God just the same for the opportunity.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll
find out.
And we got 3 days. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday from 5 to 8. And Saturday is the grand finale from 3 until. So we appreciate you there. Okay. Well, we're getting back to our topic for the evening. Distracted from learning. Some things that we should encourage everyone to do, wherever you are in America, is to understand that what's going on in the media should not take preeminence over your decision-making. But you should seek out information, good information, and make conscious decisions from there. Let me go around the table on that thought for the next 20 minutes or so. What do you think about that, Don? How important is it for you to ultimately decide what's going to be for you and your children? You with me there, Brother Don? All right. Let's move to...
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. We hear you.
What's happening, Mr. Dockery? I got to tell you. The big boys are listening to it because every time we talk, they hit the mute and the hold. And it's good that they listen.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I love that they listen. And Pastor Dockery, what I wanted to talk to you about, basketball. You know Oscar Robertson is in my bloodline.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Dockery, you talked about some of his history too. Oscar Robertson, Mama is a Bell. We came off at Montgomery Bell Plantation.
Yes.
My grandmother's buried that where Oscar went to school at. And Mr. Dockery, and that's in the north part of Dixon County. But what I was going to say, Mr. Dockery, these big boys that's listening to us, we need to speak to them while they're listening.
We need to do what?
These
now?
Big boys, according to LaRouche organization, got some militia camps, and they've been messing with our children.
Well, since they're listening, Don, I don't mean to take over your comments, but since they're listening, I'd like to encourage them to make a contribution to a cause that can help uplift young people. Get in touch with me if you're listening at bfcinstitute@gmail.com or call me. Call me tomorrow. I'd be in the office all day tomorrow. 615-942-6816. Give me a holler. If you're listening now, big boys, little boys, everybody that want to be a boy, grown men, call me and I'll tell you how to make a difference. If, you know, if you don't, just don't do what you're doing. You know, it's a national show, Don, and it's open to everybody. We've had people listening in New Zealand. We had new people listening in New Zealand, Don, in Canada. We had them in Nigeria, and that's from the plot, the blog talk platform that these people were able to see that are following. But anybody, we encourage you to give us a call, too. You know, don't be no stranger now. We'll leave the light on for you. We'll leave the light on for you. So, but yeah, all right, Don. We appreciate that. What about that 3072? How important is it not to allow the media to guide or direct the decisions you make for you and your children?
I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, and I'm sorry. I know that there's some people out there that's like in love with Fox. I don't do them.
Okay,
and we're going to move on beyond that. CNN, they all right. MSNB, they okay. My local news, they're fine. But again, from the news they give me, I have to take what I need to take to make the best decisions at the end of the day for me. So with that being said, you should try to at least, I mean, and I know everybody don't know everything, but keep your ear to the ground and be on the up and up. And again, use your common sense. Know what's right. If you don't know what's right, seek the truth and go from there. Because everything is not going to be for everybody. No one thing is germane to the population. I'm just sorry. And anybody thinking that is, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Yeah. We all have one life to live.
You know, before I go to St. Louis, it's interesting you say that because if it were not for the media, a lot of things that are happening, we wouldn't even know transpired.
That's right.
Basketball players and football players and celebrities, we wouldn't have a clue about them if it wasn't for the media, right? So don't allow them to have that much control over your head space. You know,
and whatever news that they put out about them, as sad as it may be or whatever the case be, I'm sorry for anybody that's experiencing hardships or hard times, but I'm no sadder than for them than my neighbor or myself. So we all in a world that we all have to live in, and I say the same prayer for them and keep it moving.
Yeah, well, with that being said, I do want to reiterate my condolences to Ella French family there in Chicago. 29-year-old police senselessly the other night in Chicago while trying to serve sex. But yeah, that some things you can't do anything about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
And when all this information hits you and come at you, it make you feel like you know you're helpless. But guess what? That ain't nothing you can control anyway. You can't make these folks do right. Some of them don't want to do right. Right ain't no. But anyway, let's move on. St. Louis, what do you say about that? Not allowing the media to control what you think they're saying. Can you hear me, St. Louis? Okay, if you get a chance, get back in there with it. Pastor, what about it? Don, you
when
still
you're talking
have
about being,
go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
You're talking about not allowing certain individuals to control you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you got a lot of that going on. That control is a big time issue, and if certain ones are not controlling others, that's a tough position to be in because they've been used to doing it for so long. And I'm saying that on a certain job, a lot of people have that type of position that they control what a person is to do at that time. And that's a situation called like prison. You know, people are in prison, and when it's time to do a certain thing, they have to, most of the time, unless they're just rebellious toward it. It's a tough position to be in, because other than that, you know, if you have a right to choose who you're going to serve, I mean, that is a personal thing. And I think a person deserves that because it is God who made us. You know, man did not make us. God did. And so I have to take it upon consideration that I have a right to choose. And I'm thankful for the choice I have today. Once upon a time, you know, I can only say that to be controlled is a powerful tool, man. That's why they got drugs to control people. You know, people would do things that they don't even want to do because they are being controlled. And oftentimes without even knowing it. So control doesn't mean that a person knows they're being controlled, sometimes unknowingly. And that's a tough position to be in, I must say. I'm coming from an experience in that area. Then once I found out I was being controlled, it was like almost like I was so used to it that I was comfortable being controlled, if that makes sense. That's a miserable thing. But it's sad to say. But it did happen. It happened like that.
Okay. Yeah, you become
of course,
a nest.
You know, I talk about being free. You know, I said John 8:32 saying you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free.
Yeah,
so I'd rather just be free, man, because that's what the truth would do.
Yes, sir. Yes,
make you free.
Yes, sir. One of the things I found out about the truth, Pastor, is that it does not change what it says from one day or circumstance to another. It stays the same.
No, it doesn't.
And that's how I rely on it, because it's consistent. It's always consistent. You know, 37:2, one truth that I hold to be self-evident is that I'm always good-looking. Can I get a witness? Hey, you understand? I hold that truth to be self-evident. Well, okay, never mind. 7:2. You ain't even got to say nothing. Well, we appreciate that. Don, you there?
Mr. Doctor? Yeah.
Yes, sir,
and when you was talking about control, I was going to tell y'all today I went and talked to the sheriff. And I'm in a situation now where some people are trying to control. And my life was threatened. It was threatened.
Man.
Yes, sir. And the sheriff kept telling me, Don, go write a warrant and we'll put him in jail because we got some stuff on it, too.
Okay.
Mr. Dockery, this gay right thing done got too far out of hand. And we want to cover it up, but you don't know how many children are getting hurt. And I don't even know, because when the sheriff looked at me and said, Don, please put a warrant on him, I put him in jail. And I went to him and I said, I heard that he's that way. And then I heard a friend said he got a little boy that he makes love to. Because when you see the boy, he just smiles up. And his wife covering him up. So I don't know what the sheriff really knows. I didn't sign a warrant because I really don't know. And I wonder, am I hurting somebody? You know what I'm saying, Mr. Doctor? Because I don't know.
I see. Well, did I hear you say you were threatened, though?
Yes, sir.
By this individual?
Yes, sir.
well, by this guy like with you, another guy, their son that's in the Crips.
All right.
And that hit me, Mr. Doctor.
Hold on one second. I was just going to suggest, and I don't want to, you know, this is not an advice show, but, you know, you have that conversation with the sheriff about you and protect you. So that's only place I would leave that. But yeah, you were trying to finish your thought there, and then we'll prepare.
I was just saying, Mr. Dockery, we don't really understand. Listen here, and I want to say something to you, too. My father was the key strategist to Dr. King. I know what the Civil Rights Act of 1964, how it came into being. I know how the vote rights came in. And it's being bastardized by the powers. Section 5, the voting rights, gay rights to the Civil Rights Act of 64. See, we got to understand, somebody's at earth, us, as a people. And I was telling the mayor this past weekend that we are in a cycle and we don't know we're in the cycle. Lincoln passed the National Banking Act of 1863. So we as a people got to keep that in our consciousness because that's our economic freedom. And those other certain elements don't want us to make it to that there.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
So we have to keep that in consciousness. That's all I
have. Do you. Let them do them and you do you. That's what's up. That's what's up. But, yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Let me just announce for the last time before we do a round robin here and get everybody's final thought. Thursday, August 12th at 5 o'clock p.m. starts the third annual basketball clinic sponsored by New Way Outreach Ministry with Pastor Ricky Waller is the chief executive there. And it continues on Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on Saturday with its grand finale at 3 p.m. there at the Preston Taylor Park on 39th and Clifton, right up 39th and Clifton, the old Preston Taylor Center there. And behind the McKissick, I believe, Middle School. All right, so be there. We will be there. Talk Straight will be airing live for Willis there at the camp. We'll start at 6 o'clock. 6 p.m. So don't look for us at 7 o'clock p.m. Join us at 6 p.m. on Thursday, August the 12th, for Talk Straight. And we will go from 6 to 7:30 there while at the camp. And y'all get to see some smooth moves get down. Now, put the camera on Pastor Wallace so you can see how he get down out there when he's teaching a little bit. But we endeavor to air live. They're live from that location for Talk Straight on this coming Thursday. So, again, don't look for us at 7, but look for us at 6 p.m. to start there on Thursday, this August the 12th, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. All right. That being said, we're going to go around the table there. Let's start with you, Don. Give me a final thought before we leave, big brother.
Mr. Darker, the only thing I can say, we as a people, I got to stay focused. And like I said, there are certain elements keeping us all focused on the true issues. And it's done intentionally. And I know, and like I said, you just got to stay focused. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what I was telling the Roots organization today. You know, they was asking me questions, deep questions. And I was taking them deep that I know. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay focused because there's elements that don't want us to screw up. Make it. And then I was going to tell you too, Mr. Dockery, this Saturday, please listen to the LaRouche webcast that they got because they're going to be talking about how the dollar was taken off the gold standard back in the early 70s with Nixon. So please listen to Mr. LaRouche this Saturday, and then they would explain that because we're in a cycle on that too.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Let's go to you, 3072. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well,
I was just
going to
echo, echo what Don was saying about staying focused and, man, staying awake and just knowing what the truth is and making sure that we stand on that and raising our children and teaching them because again, my motto is from one person at a time. So, again, if we're standing on truth, then the truth can live on.
Watch out now. All right. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Thank you, 37.
Yeah.
We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah.
With that, we snowballed you, Pastor Waller, to take us home for tonight on this August 10th, 2021, of Talk Street.
Amen. We praise God for everyone that was talking straight tonight, and also for those that was just listening. You know, 3072 said something that was so powerful, and it needs to be implemented in the lives of those who really have a heart for the people, and that is to stand on the truth. Even when it hurts, we have to make sure that the truth is what we need. And if it was not for the truth, then I can understand the uproar. But when we get with the truth, because it was Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth. I like how he put the truth in there. And so it's powerful when you deal with the truth, because it's the only thing that's going to make us free. And when you know the truth and you appreciate the truth, you can appreciate the freedom, and we do deserve freedom. I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Doctor.
Wow. Well said. We deserve freedom, and the truth is what's going to get that to us when we got coming. All right. Well, first, we hope to see you. Hope you join us 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time for another episode of Talk Straight, and we will be airing, Lord willing, from the New Way Outreach Ministry, 3rd Annual Basketball Camp, 3900 Clifton Avenue, right there in Preston Taylor Park. We'll see you then.
All of the dogs and all of the boys and women can win.